You're listening to the Contemplative Light podcast with your host, Clint Sabon.
Hey, and welcome to the Contemplative Light podcast. I'm your host, Clint Sabon, and I just want to thank you for listening and listening to... That's actually not my special announcement. I'm starting into my special announcement. But before I get into the special announcement, I want to just say thank you for listening to this podcast. It's been very fun to do over the years. And I'm going to continue to do it and have some good interviews too scheduled coming up. And yeah, I mean, contemplative Christianity has really kind of taken off, I think, a little bit in America since the time I started this podcast. And a lot of other non-dual teachings and religious viewpoints and mysticism is kind of continuing to grow, and that's interesting to watch. Meditation is not a fringe thing in the way maybe it used to be. So that's cool. But most of all, thanks to my listeners for listening to this show. The new announcements that I have a new podcast. I'm going to do a second podcast, and it is going to be on mental health and psychology. I've already done several episodes, and I'm going to link to it below. It's called The Sanity Sessions, kind of like insanity, but instead of insanity, sanity. The Sanity Sessions, Exploring Mental Illness and Maladaptations. That's the name of it. So I'm going to interview psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, about mental illness mainly, and focus on psychological topics. I've gotten more and more interested in psychology as I've gone on, and I'm in grad school basically in social work with interest in the clinical side of things. And as my journey has kind of progressed, I'm kind of humbled by the power of psychology, and also by how maybe I overlooked the importance of it in growth at some points in my spiritual journey. I kind of thought maybe I could just rest in being and get into a peaceful state of resting in God and maybe not worry so much about psychological development. But the psyche is a strong hold, and it is a piece, and it is a piece that can't be neglected. And I've also gotten more interested in psychoanalysis specifically. I think for a while I thought that psychoanalysis was a little too intellectual, a little too heady, maybe like, you know, I could maybe bypass it. You know, I might actually have been guilty a lot of spiritual bypassing, and I think it's an easy trap to get into. Not that you're, you know, pulling a fast one or doing some con job and spiritual bypassing. It kind of sounds like you're up to no good. I think it's an obvious mistake that's natural to make, and maybe sometimes even you need to make it. Human development and the development of the psyche and the development of the self and all the different forces and drives and needs that psychology deals with are not only important, they're interesting. And that's another thing about psychology instead of spirituality. A lot of times with spirituality, I don't have as many questions as I go on, or I'm not necessarily sure I ever really, like at some point in the contemplative journey, I just stopped having questions. It just wasn't about figuring anything out. Sometimes people that are going through a transition or trying to reframe their faith, maybe like the post-evangelicals that are kind of trying to reframe their Christian faith, or people that are exploring Eastern religions for the first time. Maybe they have a lot of questions about things. But at some point, it just seemed like there weren't really any more questions. It was really just a matter of kind of resting and being and finding a good space inside. And sometimes my own psychological development got in the way of that, I must say. And it wasn't necessarily a spiritual answer to the problem. It was a psychological block that needed to be addressed. But as a field in general, I think psychology continues to fascinate me, and there's just more and more questions, and the more questions I ask and the more I learn, the more questions I have and the more curiosity I have. It kind of is just growing and growing and growing. So I kind of like that. And intellectualizing about it is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, it's kind of the way you learn sometimes. And so my questions just kind of keep coming. So, hey, why not do another podcast, make it about psychology, and just get psychologists on and ask them a bunch of questions. Get people on that like to talk about the areas I'm interested in, and just ask them a whole lot of questions. And so it's really kind of, this is a project that's arisen very naturally from just my own process and my own curiosity, and kind of serving a need of mine to just ask a bunch of questions about a lot of different things in the realm and subject of psychology. So anyways, I've said a mouthful, but it's called The Sanity Sessions, Exploring Mental Illness and Maladaptations. You can look it up on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast. It's on all the platforms, Spotify too. Yeah, I hope you check it out, because I'm sure there's some crossover with this crowd. And you can also email me. You could probably, best email for me is just, yeah, you could email me at the Contemplative Light email, connect@contemplativelight.org. Email if you are a therapist, for example, or you're a psychologist and you listen to this podcast some, and you would like to be on the other podcast, The Sanity Sessions. I'd love to have you on, especially if there's like a mental illness or some sort of problem that people, psychological issue that people deal with that you'd like to focus on. That'd be great to have you as a guest. So anyways, Happy New Year, all of you. Many blessings to all of you, my friends. And thank you again for listening to me. It means a lot.